最近的读经在启示录。
Our recent Bible readings have been in Revelations.
那在启示录的前面几章里面有谈到写信给七个教会。
In the first few chapters of Revelations speaks of the letters to the seven churches.
那这个教会就是末世主耶稣要来以前的教会。
And these churches are the churches of the end time before Jesus' second coming.
那个七就是散布在各个不同地方的教会。
And the seven churches represents churches dispersed throughout the world.
其实他们都是主的宝血所买来的，在主里面是一个身体。
These churches consist of members who have been purchased by the blood of Christ. And the Lord, they're all one body.
在这个七个教会里面，我们看到只有两个教会没有缺点，其他五个都有缺点。
Out of these seven churches, only two churches were praised by the Lord. All the other churches had weaknesses.
神就是要叫他们能够改变进步。
God chastised them so that they can improve.
因为在启示录的最后这个主耶稣再来的时候，那个心腹要被提到天国。
In the end of Revelation, we see that Lord Jesus comes again, the bride will be lifted up into heaven.
那永远就与让我主同在。
To dwell with the Lord forever.
那个就是世界的末了，也是天国的实现。
And that shall be the end of the world, and also the realization of the kingdom of heaven.
所以这个教会就是在预备主的再来，这是末世的方舟。
So the church is to prepare for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is also the last ark in the end time.
那我们看启示录这个写信给七个教会里面。
So in the book of Revelation, as it has written seven letters to seven churches.
大概都有一个形态。
There is always a standard format.
第一个就是肯定他们的优点。
It begins out by confirming their, to praise them for their good virtues.
就是我知道。
And God begins by saying, I know.
那第二个才是指出他们的缺点。
Then God proceeds with the things they need to improve on.
你们有什么缺点？
And what are the things that they have done wrong they need to change?
第三个就是指出应该怎么改进。
And then thirdly, God teaches them how they need to change and improve.
那第四个就是如果这样做会有什么福气。
And fourthly, talks about how if they are to submit and obey these corrections, what kind of blessings will befall them.
所以这种的方式其实就是一种非常有智慧的。
And so this format of writing is actually very wise.
有时候我们常常觉得说爱心说诚实话。
A lot of times we may say that we should speak the truth in love.
其实我们看到我们的配偶有一些缺点要请他改进也是爱心说诚实话，让对方非常痛苦。
But sometimes when we want to point out the faults of our spouse, we may say things thinking that it will help them, but actually it causes them a lot of pain.
但是如果我们学习这个七个教会神 的做法，应该就可以更顺利。
However, we are to approach correcting our family members by using the same approach that Lord Jesus uses, then it should go more smoothly.
那在这个七个教会里面有一件就是神说我们可以向他买，向神买东西。
In these seven letters, the Lord God speaks of something that we can purchase from Him.
信仰本来就不是生意的。
When we talk about matters of faith, it is not a matter of business transaction.
但是神竟然用买这个字。
But yet, the Lord God uses the word buy.
因为属灵的事情其实是很深奥的。
Because the things of spiritual realm is really profound.
但是圣经常常是用最简单每个人都了解的方法来描写最深奥的事。
But the Bible uses everyday common terms to describe and to explain to us profound things in the heavenly kingdom.
让我们能够明白到底神要我们怎么做。
So we may understand what it is that God's will is for us today.
我们现在看启示录的第三章。
Let's look at Revelation chapter 3.
启示录第三章的十七节。
Revelation chapter 3, verse 17.
第三章十七节，请。
Revelation 3:17, because you say, I am rich, have become wealthy, have need of nothing, and do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked.
这个老底家教会 如果圣经来讲说它是不冷不热的教会。
This church of Laodicea is a lukewarm church.
那为什么会这样子？
Neither warm nor hot, and why is that?
这跟十七节有关系啊。
This has to do with verse 17.
就是老底家教会在看自己，跟神在看老底家或教会不一样。
Because how Laodiceans view themselves and how God viewed them was completely different.
有时候我们常常对人说啊，你不了解我。
Sometimes we may say to others, "You don't understand me."
好像是我最了解我自己。
As if I know and understand myself the best.
那其实如果从圣经来讲
，But actually, from the perspective of the Bible,
如果我们不认识神哈，其实我们也不认识自己啊。
Actually, if we do not know God, we also do not know ourselves.
比方说彼得跟主耶稣说啊，我要跟你一起死。
For example, Peter proclaimed that I will follow you, Jesus, to the
我没有问题啊，我很有决心，我很爱你。
I don't have any problems. I'm very zealous. I love you to the end.
但是主耶稣说，你要三次否定我。
But Lord Jesus said, you'll deny me three times.
为什么？因为魔鬼想要塞你。主耶稣已经看到灵界里面魔鬼想要得到你。
Why did Jesus say that? Because in a spiritual realm, Lord Jesus could already see that Satan's about to sift him like wheat.
但是我已经为你祷告。
But Lord Jesus says, I have prayed for you.
让你不致失去信心。
That you will not lose your faith.
所以主耶稣不但看到彼得的现况，主耶稣也看到彼得的未来。
And so Lord Jesus did not just see his present condition. Lord Jesus also saw the future of Peter.
所以彼得后来回头，是因为神认识他，神为他祷告。
And the reason why Peter is able to turn back later on in the future is because Lord Jesus had already foreseen what would happen.
因此这个十七章说你说我已经富足发财，一样都不缺，这是自己对自己的看法。
And pray for Peter. And so here it says that I am already rich. I lack nothing. It is because this person thinks of himself that way.
这个可以两个解释。
And there could be two explanations for this.
第一个是生活的丰富。
I'm rich, perhaps because we're very enjoy abundance in our lives.
那生活的丰富让我们觉得每天活得都很好，因为我没有缺乏什么。
And since we live a very abundant life, we don't think we lack anything.
那其中就会另外一个感觉就是，那我的灵性应该也没有缺乏什么。
And so, incorrect presumption would be that since I lack nothing physically, then that means I also lack nothing spiritually.
那第二个就是从属灵上来说。
And secondly, if we're to consider a person's state from his spiritual perspective,
我们信主久以后
，the longer we believe in the Lord,
对道理相当的明白
，the more that we understand the word of God,
因为常常在读经，常常在听道
，because we often read the Bible and listen to sermons,
我们觉得自己属灵的知识很丰富。
We think we are very well versed in the knowledge of the Bible.
我也聚会，我奉献十一捐。
I give tithes and I also often attend services.
我应该做的义务我都尽了。
Then I have done my duty.
这个是我们在看自己。
And this is how we view ourselves.
把这个宗教的信仰表面化。
That we have superficialized the practice of faith.
但是神从神来看，他是看人的内心。
But from God's perspective, He views inside our hearts.
那从内心来看就不一样了。
And what he sees inside our heart is different.
下面十七节下半句。
And the second part of verse 17.
你是困苦、可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、赤身的。
For Lord Jesus sees that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked.
所以在神看起来，老底教会问题很大。
So in the eyes of God, the problems at Church of Laodicea is indeed great.
因为信仰是温水。
Because they're Faith is neither cold nor hot.
那信仰是温水，因为在灵里面，他不会觉得他有问题。
And since their faith is neither cold nor hot, they do not identify themselves with any problems.
那在神看起来，这五句话没有一句是好的。
And from these five adjectives, we can see that God didn't think any good of them.
第一个，你是困苦的。
For firstly, you are wretched.
第二个，你是可怜的。
Secondly, you're miserable.
第三个你是贫穷的。
Thirdly, you're poor.
第四个你是瞎眼的。
Fourthly, you're blind.
第五个你是赤身的。
Fifthly, you are naked.
用这样来形容一个人或一个教会，在神看起来这是很可怜。
And for God to describe a person or a church in this way, in fact, is very pitiful.
但是最可怜的就是最大的问题就是他们自己不会感觉到。
And what is most pitiful is that they themselves were not aware of their real status.
因为如果我们没有感觉到我们的问题，我们就不会想说怎么进步。
Because if a person has not detected any problems in their condition, they would not try to improve.
那如果我们感觉到看到神所看到的，那我们就会有一个进步的目标。
But if we can see what God sees, then we'll set a goal to improve ourselves.
所以这个是我们属灵追求的一个方向。
And so we should set this as a spiritual pursuit.
就是不是用肉眼来看事，乃是用神的立场来看事。
That we should not view things through the eyes of flesh, but actually view it from the perspective of God.
好，那我们先来看第十八节。
Let's look at verse 18. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire, that you may be rich, and white garments that you may be clothed, that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed, and anoint your eyes with eye salve that you may see.
这个十八节说，我劝你向我买，神要我们向他买。
So God counsels us to buy from him.
也就是说神要卖给我们了。
And that is to say God wants to sell it to us.
那为什么用买这个字？
Why does he use the word buy?
买就是付代价。
Buy means you have to pay a sacrifice, a price.
但是实际上我们要买神所讲的不是真的用钱去买。
But to really purchase this, what is the real price?
就是要努力，要花功夫去追求。
It is not money, but actually time and effort.
所以有时候我们信主久了常常觉得好像信耶稣除了守安息日奉献十一诫没有事情。
So many members, the longer they believe, the more they think, become content. That as long as they believe in Jesus, it doesn't seem like they need to do much.
但是如果我们从属灵上来了解自己，我们就知道我们真的有很多的空间可以不断的进步。
But if we really know ourselves the way God knows us, then we see that there's a lot of room for improvement.
那我们花我们的功夫去一直进步，这个叫做付代价，这个叫做买。
When we spend time and effort to pursue perfection, that is called buying.
所以买这个字不只是我们可以向神买。
And so when we talk about buy, we not only buy from God.
甚至神也提到他买我们。
The Bible also speaks that God bought us.
我们看哥林多前书第七章。
Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 7.
哥林多前书第七章。
1 Corinthians chapter 7.
十九节、二十节。
Verse 19 and 20.
哥林多前书第六章十九节、二十节。
First Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 and 20. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you're not your own? For you were bought at a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and your spirit, which are God's.
二十节说你们是重价买来的。
Verse 20 says, you were bought at a price.
我们是神用重价买来的。
For God has bought us with a heavy price.
那这个买第一个就是那个重价是什么？
And what is that costly price?
圣经说那个重价就是主耶稣的宝血。
And that costly price is his precious blood.
就是主耶稣的生命。
Which is the life of Jesus Christ.
所以耶稣的宝血生命是无价的。
For the life and blood of Jesus Christ is priceless.
那这个买就是一种主权的转移。
And purchasing or buying is an exchange of title of rights.
还没有买以前，我们是属别人的。
Before we were purchased, we belonged to someone else.
那主耶稣出了重价，我们就属主耶稣了。
But after Lord Jesus paid the price, we now belong to Jesus Christ.
所以圣经说哈，我们还没有得救，还没有受洗以前，我们是属魔鬼的。
And so the Bible says, before we were saved, We belong to the devil.
不管你活在哪个地方，没有信主都是在魔鬼的权下。
No matter where you live in this world, as long as you have not been redeemed by Jesus Christ, you belong to Satan.
那现在他的罪赦免，接着他的宝血赦免我们的罪。
But through the redemption of his blood, we have been purchased.
那我们就是属神的。
And now we belong to God.
这个叫做我们是重价买来的。
And that is how we are termed. We have been bought with a great price.
十九节的最后说，你们不是自己的人。
For you're not your own.
所以我们从今天开始就不属于我们自己。
So from this day forward, we are not our own.
我们是属于主耶稣，因为他是重价把我们买出来的。
Because we belong to our Lord and Master Jesus Christ, for He has paid for us with His priceless blood.
所以我们信仰有一个非常重要的心态。
And so in our faith, we should have a very important attitude.
我是属于主耶稣的。
I belong to Lord Jesus Christ.
我不是属于我自己的。
I do not belong to myself.
在社会上的人都强调我。
In this society, everyone emphasizes themselves.
因为他觉得我是我自己的主人。
A me first mentality, because I am my own master.
所以我要做我自己的决定。
And therefore, I will make my own decisions.
但是当我们进到信仰里面，
However, when we enter into the world of faith,
神是我的主人。
God is that Lord and Master.
我是属于他的。
He is my master and I belong to him.
我已经没有我自己了。
I no longer am myself.
所以我们追求是什么？
And so what do we pursue?
我要怎么让我的主人高兴？
How can I please my master?
我的主人要我做什么？
What does my master want me to do?
这个信仰一个很大的转变。
This is a great turning point in our faith.
这个转变如果转得过来，我们信仰生活就会一直进步。
If we can make such a transformation, then our spiritual life will continue to grow.
我们的关系跟神越来越好。
Then our relationship with God will continue to improve.
因为我已经没有我自己。
Because I am no longer myself.
我就能够跟着主耶稣。
I don't belong to myself anymore. I can follow Jesus now.
但是如果这个转不过来，
However, we are unable to transform.
我还是属我自己。
And we still belong to ourselves.
我们就没有办法跟着主耶稣。
Then we cannot follow the Lord Jesus.
这个关系就会有问题。
Then this relationship will have problems.
所以主耶稣用圣经用买来来形容我们。
And that is why the Bible uses the word buy.
那既然我们这个身体是神买来的，所以这个叫做神的殿。
Describe our relationship with Jesus Christ. And since the Lord Jesus paid for us, that is why our bodies are called the temple of God.
所以神的灵住在我们里面。
And that is how the Spirit of God dwells in us.
神不只住在天上，神住在我们里面。
So Lord God does not only dwell in heaven above, He also dwells in our lowly bodies.
这个叫做神与我们同在。
And that means that God abides with us.
叫做以马内利。
Which is called Emmanuel.
因此既然我们属神，神住在我们里面，我们的人生目标就是要在身体上荣耀神。
And since we belong to God and God dwells in us, then the purpose of our lives is to glorify God's name.
之所以这个后面有一个顺序，有一个原因在里面。
And there is this sequence of order of understanding.
好，那我们现在看，那神要我们向他买什么？怎么买
？And so, what does God want us to buy from Him? How do we buy?
好，我们现在回来看启示录的第三章。
Let's turn back to Revelation chapter 3.
启示录的第三章。
Revelation chapter 3.
第十八节。
Verse 18.I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in fire, that you may be rich, and white garments that you may be clothed, that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed, and anoint your eyes with eye salve that you may see.
第一个就是要买火炼的金子，
Firstly,
叫你富足。
We should buy from God gold refined in fire that we may be rich.
那对这个老底家教会来讲，他觉得我已经富足了。
But for the Laodicean church members, they think I'm already rich.
但是神说你要买金子，叫你富足。
But then God says you need to go buy from me gold refined in fire.
可见神要我们的富足，不是我们用肉眼自己看自己的富足。
And so the richness that God wants us to purchase is not the same richness as we see physically in this world.
那神要我们的富足是在神面前的富足。
And this type of richness that God wants us to have is richness before God.
那这里说我已经富足，已经发财，这是在人面前的富足。
And so when the Laodiceans say, I'm already rich, I'm already wealthy, that is in terms of this world.
是世上的富足。
This is the earthly richness.
那世上的富足当然也是神的恩典。
Of course, earthly richness is also a blessing of God.
但是我们一毛钱也拿不走。
But actually, when we pass away, we cannot even take one cent with us.
所以也很有可能世上非常富足，在神面前是贫穷的。
And so we could be very wealthy in this world, but in sight of God, we're very poor.
但是如果世上很富足，在神面前也很富足，那就两全其美。
And but if we can be rich in this life and also rich in God's sight, then we have the best of both worlds.
但是如果要在神面前富足，就要付代价去追求。
But if we really want to be rich before God, we need to pay the price to pursue it.
这不是说受洗起来我们就富足了。
So we are not immediately rich after being baptized.
是要付代价。
It requires us to pay a price.
那这个买金子，金子是什么？
And so when we need to purchase gold, what is gold?
我们看彼得前书第一章第七节。
Let's look at 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 7.
彼得前书第一章第七节。
1 Peter chapter 1, verse 7. That the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
这里说信心被试炼。就比被火能试验能坏的金子更显得宝贵。可见信心比金子更宝贵。
So according to this verse, faith is more precious than physical gold.
那信心经过试炼就等于金子被火烤过一样，那个杂质已经就除�ial了。
And when faith has been trialed by fire, it is as gold that has been refined by fire. All the dross has already been burned away.
因此要买这个火炼的金子，就是要追求信心的成长。
And so to purchase or buy this gold means that we need to pursue the growth of our faith.
那为什么这个这么重要？
Why is it so important?
Yeah, 因为我们人的价值观会影响我们的信仰的决定。
Because our man's value system is going to affect his decision making.
虽然有的人说我没有价值观，这个名词我没有听过。
Some people may say, I don't have any system of values. I have never heard of it before.
但是我们在做决定的时候，已经显明我们的价值观在哪里。
But whenever we make any decisions, it already shows our value system.
那一个人的价值观呢，大概就是分作两方面。
And a person's value system has two parts.
一个是地上的。
Two aspects. One is earthly.
一个是属灵的。
One is spiritual.
圣经说看得见的是暂时的。
The Bible says what we can see is only temporary.
看不见的是永远的。
What is unseen is eternal.
那永远的是最宝贵的。
And what is eternal is most precious.
所以这个价值观的改变就是从地上的价值转变成为天上的价值，这个要有很大的信心。
And for a transformation from a value system that's earthly originally into a value system that is spiritual requires great faith.
所以我们信耶稣不是我信主以前有一套人生很美妙的理想，那我现在信了耶稣，这个主耶稣能够帮助我实现我的理想，不是这样的。
So believing in Jesus Christ is not about pursuing the actualization of the dreams that we had before we were baptized and hoping that Jesus can help fulfill the wills that we have in our dream.
因为我们在地上有时候父亲对孩子有理想。
For example, like as a father has his ideals and dreams for his children in this earth.
但是天父对我们也有他的理想。
But our heavenly father also has his ideals that he wants us as children to pursue.
那地上父亲的理想都是以地上的价值观为主。
The earthly father will always use the earthly ideals for us to pursue.
那天上的神，他的价值观是以天上为主。
But our heavenly father will use spiritual ideals as setting for goals for his children to pursue.
比方说
For example,
主耶稣说你要先求神的国跟神的义。
Lord Jesus says you must first pursue his kingdom and righteousness.
然后你日用的饮食就要赐给你。
Then all these things that you need in daily life will be given to you.
所以地上的观念就是工作最重要。
But on this earthly view, our fathers will tell us that the things on this earth is the most important.
怎么再找一个配很高能够升迁的机会，这个工作最重要。
And our livelihood, our work and career is the most important, so we need to pursue the best one we can get.
但是当我们转到属灵上来看，不是这样。
But when we turn to the spiritual realm, it is not like this.
如果一个工作能够让你有时间、有精神去追求神的国、神的义，这工作是好的。
If there is a work that allows you to have time to be able to pursue His kingdom and righteousness, then this work is good.
而且你追求神的国跟神的义，你生活就不会有缺乏。
And if you pursue God's kingdom righteousness, you will never lack anything in your life.
这个工作结束，神还会安排另外一个工作。
And even if your job terminates in this job, God will still arrange something else for you.
这个不是活着的目的。
Because work and livelihood is not the purpose for our survival.
活着的目的是要追求神的国，神的义。
The purpose that we live is to pursue His kingdom and righteousness.
所以我们在找工作的时候，你发现一个人的价值观、人的信心会影响很大。
And so when we're pursuing work, we'll be greatly affected by our value system.
因此圣经说，我们要因为信上富足。
And that is why the Bible says we shall be rich in our faith.
如果有信心，
if we have faith,
我们就是最富足的人。
Then we are the most wealthy.
我们来看雅各书。
Let's look at James.
雅各书的第二章。
Chapter 2.
雅各书第二章。
James chapter 2.
第五节。
Verse 5. Listen, my beloved brethren, has God not chosen the poor of this world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom which he promised to those who love him?
这里说神拣选贫穷人。
So here says God has chosen the poor of the world.
叫他们在信上富足。
To be rich in faith.
这个贫穷当然是最重要是内心的贫穷。
And this poorness refers to the poorness of the heart.
因为神不偏待人。
For God is not unfair.
凡是内心渴慕谦虚贫穷的神都要拣选他。
Whoever hungers and thirsts for God shall be filled.
那要叫他们在信上富足。
And these people will be rich in faith.
叫他们因为有信心而成为很丰富的人。
And God has chosen them to become rich through their faith.
我们常常在提到这个少年的财主。
We often mention the rich young ruler.
第一个他是财主。
Firstly, he is rich.
第二个他是当官的。
Secondly, he is a judge.
第三个他年纪很轻。
Thirdly, he is very young.
他想要得永生。
He wants to gain eternal life.
所以他来找主耶稣。
And so he came to consult with Jesus Christ.
那 主耶稣最后跟他讲一件事情。
And what was the last thing that Lord Jesus advised him?
你要变卖所有分给穷人，你来跟从我，你就在天上有富足。
You must sell everything you have and give it to the poor, and then come follow me, and you shall be rich in heaven.
但是这个少年人就忧忧愁愁离开耶稣。
But this young rich ruler just sadly walked away.
为什么？
Why?
因为他信不下去。
Because he did not have faith.
如果他信得下去，他就做得出来。
If he really believed and had faith, he would be able to do it.
他信不下去，耶稣他就跟不下去。
And because he could not believe, he could not follow Jesus Christ.
那他跟不下去，不但没有办法得永生，连天上的富足也没有了。
And if he could not follow Jesus Christ, he could not receive eternal life. And he also could not receive the riches in heaven.
那他如果行得下，跟得下去。
But if he was able to obey and submit to this faith.
那个少年财主现在在天国是富足的。
And today he would also be rich in heaven.
所以为什么要买金子，买信心？因为信心能够让我们富足。
And that is why we need to purchase gold refined in fire, because faith shall give us richness.
圣经有一句话说，施比受更有福。
And the Bible says it's better to give than to receive.
这个两个都有福。
And both of these have blessings in itself.
我们来到教会，别人跟我们问安的，关心我们，为我们祷告，当然这是很大的福气啊。
When we come to church and others treat us with love, to pray for us, to receive us with love and care, this is blessings to us.
我们觉得教会很温暖。
We can feel the warmth at church.
我们很想要来。
We really feel like coming.
因为这好像一个家。
Because this is like a home.
但是如果我们能够进一步，
But if we can take one step further,
我来教会是要关心人。
When I come to church, I come to care for others.
为别人代祷。
To pray for others.
帮助别人。
To help others.
那这个是更大的福气。
And this will give us even greater rewards.
那问题是，我们信得下去吗？
But the question is, do we have enough faith to believe
in it? 如果我们信得下去，这样去做。
If we believe and we do it,
那我们在神面前就是富足的。
Then we shall become rich in the eyes of God.
好，我们现在来看哥林多后书。
Let's look at 2 Corinthians.
好，哥林多后书。
2 Corinthians.
第八章。
Chapter 8.
哥林多后书第八章第九节。
Verse 9.2 Corinthians 8 verse 9, For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you through his poverty might become rich.
这里说神的恩典。
Here speaks of the grace of God.
他在天上是富足的。
Though he was rich in heaven.
他成为人来救我们，成为贫穷。
Yet he manifested as a human being to come save us.
那叫我们因他的贫穷成为富足。
And he became poor so that through his poverty we might become rich.
我们可以成为富足。
And today we can become rich.
那怎么成为富足？
And how can we become spiritually rich?
就是相信主的话去做，就是富足。
It is to believe in the words of Jesus Christ and to do it.
好，那我们现在看第九章，那又怎么做呢？
Then let's look at chapter 9. How can we do it?
啊，第六节。
Verse 6.
到第八节。
To verse 8. But this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Verse 7. So let each one give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. Verse 8. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work.
这个第九节的第一句话，神能够叫你凡事富足，常常行善。
So in verse 9 it says that God shall bless us so that we'll be rich and abundant to be able to continue to disperse our gifts abroad.
给我们更多的恩典，我们能够行善。
And when God gives us even more grace, we shall be able to do even more things.
这是地上的。
And this is the blessings of this earth.
那第九节的下半句。
The second half of verse 9 says,
他的仁义存到永远。
His righteousness endures forever.
就是记在天上，这是天上的富足。
Which means that he will be remembered in heaven. That is the richness in heaven.
所以为什么信心能够让我们富足？
And so how is it that faith can give us richness?
因为我们愿意来行善。
Because we're willing to give, to act in kindness.
那地上会富足，天上也富足。
So that we shall be wealthy in this earth and also in heaven.
好，我们现在来看彼得后书第一章。
Let's look at 2 Peter chapter 1.
彼得后书的第一章。
2 Peter chapter 1.
第三节。
Verse 3. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3. As his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue.
第四节。
Verse 4, by which having been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust.
这里说神给我们又宝贵又极大的应许。
So here it says that God has given us great and precious promises.
那应许是什么？
And what is those promises?
下面就是与神的性情有份。
It is to partake in the divine nature of God.
这个神的性情就显在耶稣的身上。
And the divine nature of God is manifested in the body of Jesus Christ.
就是有神的形象。
Which is to have the godly, godliness of God.
就是神造第一个人亚当的情况。
Which is the same image as when God created Adam.
第一个他很尊贵，因为他有神的形象。
Firstly, he is very noble because he reflects the image of God.
第二个，他在神面前，他是很有价值的一个人。
Secondly, in front of God, he's greatly precious.
因为他里面有神的神性。
For he has the divine nature of God within.
那我们现在犯了罪，没有了，尊贵也没有，形象也没有了。
But after he has sinned, he has lost his nobility and his divine nature.
那我们现在有信心。
But today we have this faith.
就一直去追求。
So we continue to pursue it.
也跟神的性情有份。
We pursue to partake in the divine nature of God.
再来，我们在神面前就变成很尊贵又很有价值。
The more we pursue this, the more we will become precious in the sight of God and more noble.
义人要发光像太阳。
For the righteous shall shine like the sun.
在神面前充满着荣耀。
In front of God, he shall be filled with glory.
这个就是信心让我们富足。
And this is how faith shall give us richness.
我们本性罪性可以改变成为神性。
And our sinful nature shall be transformed into godly nature.
所以信心会影响我们人生追求的方向。
And therefore, faith shall affect the direction of life.
使我们在看不见神的面前，我们是富足的。
And so,we can be rich in the sight of the invisible God.
我们现在回来看启示录第三章。
Let's turn back to Revelation 3.
启示录的第三章。
Revelation 3.
那接下去我们要追求什么？
Then what is the next thing we need to pursue?
第十八节。
In verse 18.
又买白衣，叫你赤身羞耻不露出来。
To buy white garments that you may be clothed, that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed.
那第一个羞耻露出来记载在哪里？
Where is it all first recorded, the nakedness?
就是亚当在伊甸园里面。
That's when Adam and Eve were in the Garden of Eden.
吃了善恶果。
After they ate of the fruit of knowledge of good and evil.
这个就是在神面前他就犯罪了。
And in front of God, they have sinned. 哦、
罪就是羞耻，他就不敢见神了。
And sin is a shame, so they dare not to meet God face to face.、
哦、所以他自己要用树叶、啊、来遮盖自己，是行不通的。
So、they try to cover themselves with the tree leaves.、
哦、那神用动物的皮、啊、流了血做一件衣服，他才能够遮盖羞耻。
And God、slay an animal and took the skin of the animal to cover their shame.
神是义的。
And God is righteous.
我们是有罪的。
We are sinful.
那怎么能够进到神面前？
So how can we enter into the holy presence of God?
要穿白衣啊。
We need to wear a white garment.
这个白衣就是义。
And this white garment is righteousness.
那白衣从哪里来？
And where does this white garment come from?
你自己造不出来的。
We cannot make it ourselves.
因为人不可能啊自己造白衣的。
Because we are unable to fabricate our a white garment.
白衣是神的恩典。
And this white garment is given by grace of God.
在洗礼的时候是给我们。
It is given to us at the time of water baptism.
所以经过洗礼，我们就跟神和好。
After we go through water baptism, we have become reconciled with God.
七章，启示录第七章。
In Revelation chapter 7.
的十四节。
And verse 14.And I said to him, Sir, you know. So he said to me, These are the ones who came out of the great tribulation, washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb.
15节
Verse 15, Therefore they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will dwell among them.
这个地方说、那一些、患难中出来的用羔羊的血把衣裳洗净、就是在洗礼的时候这个白衣我们得到了。
Here says, those who came out of great tribulation washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. This refers to water baptism.
所以我们才能够在神面前来侍奉他。
So that we can serve God in His presence.
那到了十九章。
When we turn to Revelation 19.
启示录是十九章。
Revelation 19.
第七节第八节。
Verse 7 and 8.Let us be glad and rejoice. Give him glory. For the marriage of the Lamb had come, and his wife has made herself ready. And to her it was granted to be arrayed in fine linen, clean and bright. For the fine linen is the righteous act of the saints.
主耶稣再来叫做羔羊婚娶的时候。
When Lord Jesus comes again, it is the marriage of the Lamb.
那谁能够去参加这个婚宴呢？
And who can attend this great marriage feast?
这里说穿上光明洁白的细麻衣。
Only those who are arrayed in fine linen, clean and bright.
那这是什么？
And what is this fine linen?
圣徒所行的义。
It is the righteous acts of the saints.
前面那个白衣是恩典，你说受洗就有了。
The first white garment comes from the grace of God. As soon as you're baptized, you receive it.
但是后面这个白衣是自己努力的。
But the second white garment, it is through the righteous, diligent efforts.
就是要靠着圣灵的帮助，我们的生活更新。
It is through the help of the Holy Spirit, our lives continue to be renewed.
在神面前，一切都是对的，有公义。
That in the sight of God, everything that we do and say is right and just before God.
那这样，我们是穿白衣。
And that is what is called wearing a righteous white garment.
我们才能够在神面前来享受这个婚宴。
So that we can enjoy this marriage feast before the Lord.
那如果我们没有那个白衣，赤身肉体，羞耻露出来，我们就没有办法进到神面前来享受婚宴。
If we do not have this, wear this.White garment, that we shall not be able to participate in the wedding of the Lamb.
所以信仰生活在追求什么？
And so, what is it that we're pursuing this spiritual life?
生命的更新，在神面前有白衣。
It is the renewal of life, so that we can have a righteous white garment before the Lord.
这是第二个。
And this is the second thing we shall buy.
第三个。
Third thing we shall buy.
我们再回来看启示录第三章。
Turning back to Revelation chapter 3.
第三章的十。
Verse 18.
又买眼药，擦你的眼睛，使你能够看见。
And anoint your eyes with eye salve, that you may see.
所以第三个要买眼药。
So we need to buy eye salve.
那让我们能够看见。
That we may see.
我们常常会称赞一个人，这个人很有眼光。
A lot of times we may praise someone. Oh, this person has a very good perspective.
那眼光是什么？
And what is this a good view or perspective?
有人开始工作，他已经计划将来退休要怎么办？
A visionary. So some people before they retire have already mapped out their plans for their life.
但是谁有办法计划死以后的？
But who is able to plan for his afterlife?
死一切都归空了。
Because when we die, everything becomes zero.
所以这个 眼睛哦，如果瞎了，看不见肉眼看不见的世界，这是很可怜的。
And so, if our eyes are blinded, then we can only see this physical world, cannot see the spiritual realm.
因为看不见不等于不存在。
Because even though we cannot see the spiritual realm, doesn't mean that it doesn't exist.
有一天我们要看见。
For one day, we shall see that world.
但是看见我们才相信，已经太慢了。
But by the time we see it and we believe it, it's too late.
那看不见，我们要能够相信，就是要有属灵的眼睛啊。
But today, for us to be able to believe, even though we do not see, it requires our eyes to,
就是眼睛得开了,
to see, to be open.
那这个眼药是什么?
And so what is that eye self?
我们看以弗所书。
Let's look at Ephesians.
以弗所书的第一章。
Ephesians chapter 1.
16节, 17节。
Verse 16, 17.Do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him.
这个地方说神赐给我们启示跟智慧的灵。
Here it says that God, the Father of glory, has given us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
让我们真知道他。
So that, we may have the knowledge of him.
那十八节。
Verse 18.
照明心中的眼睛。
The eyes of your understanding,
能够看出他的恩召有多大的荣耀。
Being enlightened that you may know what is the hope of his calling.
所以圣灵会开我们的眼睛。
And so the Holy Spirit shall open our eyes.
透过神的话可以看到我们肉眼看不见的世界。
And through the window of the word of God, we shall be able to see the spiritual realm.
那我们就知道得救很可贵。
And we shall view and value.
那我们就知道没有得救很可怜。
Salvation, and then we'll know that not to be saved is the most pitiful thing.
所以如果我们要去传福音，你很羡慕那个要传福音的人，你怎么传？
And so today, if you really admire the evangelist's work and want to do evangelism, what do you do?
但有时候他的生活真的比我还好啊。
Maybe they have a better spiritual life than we do.
那是我们用肉眼来看的。
And that is from a physical eyes.
那你如果用眼睛得开
，But if your eyes are open,
用神的立场来看那个人
，and come look at them from the perspective of God,
你就发现那很可怜了。
We may feel that this person is very pitiful.
那我们就会传福音给他。
And we will preach this person.
所以心里的眼睛得开非常重要。
And so to have our eyes open is very critical.
他可以看清楚神里面的美妙。
He can see the wonderful mysteries that is in Christ.
得救的重要。
And the importance of salvation.
人生真正的价值。
And the true value of this life.
所以这里写信给老底家教会。
And so, This letter was written to Laodiceans.
买三件事情。
To buy three things.
金子、白衣、眼药。
Which is gold, a white garment, and also eye self.
好，我们来唱诗。
Let's sing him.
我们换一首可以哈，234。
Please sing him 234.